He was looking uncomfortable. "What's up, bro?" "Oh, you'll find out soon enough. Anyway, it started again." "What?" "You know, the noises, the music. I heard them last night." It seems that he heard the full range. The clumping footsteps along the landing, the whispering, the piano playing in the music room, everything we used to hear when we were children. I've never been able to properly explain what happens in this house, although I've tried often enough, usually when I've drunk too much at dinner parties. When we were children, it didn't seem threatening. We just accepted it as part of the way things were. And there has never been anything to see. Just the sounds of faint, far-off music, indistinct voices, and the occasional heavy treading upstairs. A poltergeist. Although it was a long time before we learnt to call it that. Faye and Simon didn't hear anything either. "Perhaps it's never gone away," said Faye. "But Father didn't mention it," put in Simon. "He wouldn't, would he?" said Graham. Graham's family meeting began over breakfast and continued on and off all day. Early on, I wondered aloud whether the presence of the poltergeist would enhance or detract from the desirability of the house.